Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We're the show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Make sure you sign up for our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. Absolutely great stuff. People love the Hiding in Plain Sight series. You will too. Also, we have our interviews and our geopolitics, but the HIP series is really, really interesting to people. Okay, let's clear the air on some things in Israel. We're going to do that here with regard to TPUSA, support for the changing mission, the compromising of Charlie Kirk before his death. We're going to get into all that right here on the show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. This country, if we go into war, and it's looking increasingly like we are, and if you're buying that that entire meeting of those top 800 military officials was about DEI, I got some swampland in Florida to sell you. That was the cover story. We're going to war unless we, the public, can stop supporting Israel's illegitimate desire to invade Iran, which they can't do without us. And I'm not willing to sacrifice what it would take to do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, the economy is going to be so stressed if we go down this path. The banks will exercise Dodd-Frank 2010 law and UCC code section 8, and they will take your money. If your retirement's associated with a bank, they will take your retirement. They'll take it all. Well, Noble Gold has a way out for you. I've been a customer for almost 8 years, and the thing is, I look at here, the FTC wants me to give you a warning, and I will in good faith. Anytime you do any kind of investment deal, there's a risk involved. Well, of course, that's true. So we reiterate that warning. Why is that warning given over the door of every bank that says, hey, when you put your money in here, it's no longer yours, it's theirs? That's interesting, isn't it? Anyway, Noble Gold has protected what I've earned. They can protect what you've earned, and I would never have my retirement exposed to the bank, and you should not either. And gold, by the way, is the fastest appreciating asset and has been for some time. And with increasing expenditure coming in the face of going to war, in preparation for war, well, gold's going to skyrocket even more. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, or call 877-646-5347, 877 646-5347. And this advertisement fits right into what we're talking about. You got to prep for this nonsense that is coming. You absolutely do. Let me start off with something on a positive note. The young people ain't buying it, TPUSA. You may have changed your mission and you were pressuring Charlie and some of your people and their donor class to make Charlie go, oh, toe pro-Israel, no matter what they want to do. They wanted to invade Moscow. TPUSA was expected to fall in line because of the donor class. No, Charlie was backing away. He had backed away from this, had been doing so for several months. And now Israel is covering its tracks. Netanyahu, have you ever heard of Shakespeare? And that saying he had, I think thou doth protest too loudly. That's where I put your letter, where Charlie adored Israel, loved Israel. Well, the people closest to him are saying something else. He was trying to regain his identity that your people had captured. This is striking. Let me get into some specifics here and from my notes. This is absolutely amazing. Okay, who does support Israel? Well, first of all, support among college students, it's less than 10%. You've lost that battle. We're not going to war for you, Israel. That's the bottom line. Not doing it. And I'm going to be honest with you, too. We're in false flag territory. Read between the lines. The Netanyahu letter. It was digital. There was no date on it. And it looks like it was an incomplete copy. No. And Netanyahu, as I said, protested too much of his innocence right after the assassination. And now we've got documents that contradict Israel's support of Charlie. That's, I mean, we already know. And their donor class validates this. We don't even need to argue whether or not the documents had surfaced about Israel and what they wanted to do with TPUSA and Charlie. We don't have to even question whether those are true or not, because actions speak louder than words. And the actions of the donor class that we'll get into here is voluminous. In an August meeting, this is right before Charlie's death, UK attorney Natasha Hausdorff, absolutely anti-Islamic, extreme pro-Israel aggressiveness. She had a screaming match with Charlie that was public, and it was a meeting, and too many people saw it to deny it happened. And she was screaming, he was backing away from his mission. I don't know that when Charlie started TPUSA, he was saying, "Well, you know what? We got to make sure. We got to make sure that we do everything Israel tells us." He didn't do that. Let's continue. Charlie, this is absolutely amazing. Charlie went on in the June attack on on Iran that I supported. I didn't support the ancillary actions of Israel that took advantage of the situation, but I supported taking out the nuclear facilities of Iran because they're so crazy. Charlie was in the White House actively lobbying against it. Netanyahu, honestly, your denials are falling on deaf ears when we look at the evidence. In June, Charlie's allies, closest friends, were lobbying politicians not to agree to this. Let's go to July. In the Student Action Summit in Florida, Tucker is speaking and he calls out Bill Ackman. And if you've been following the Charlie assassination and the aftermath, the name Ackman, you must have already heard 100 times. Extreme pro-Israel, billionaire, American-based, and was trying to convince Charlie that, hey, get on board. There's plenty of money for you. And Charlie said, and I quote, "I'm trying to regain my identity." The day after Tucker called out Bill Ackman, and Israel trying to convert and pervert the mission of TPUSA, Megyn Kelly, and I think she's in danger, and I worry about Tucker. She said that, and also Rob Schneider said this too, Epstein was a Mossad agent. And I want to say, yeah, do bears poop in the woods? That's a almost a ridiculous statement because it's so plainly obvious, but it sent the Netanyahu people into an absolute tizzy. She's anti-Semitic. Megyn Kelly's anti-Semitic. We're going to hear a lot more of that, by the way. And Tucker, they need to silence Tucker. Tucker, when he was at the memorial, I'm trying to think how I phrase this. There's a Jewish food, and I apologize ahead of time if I mispronounce this. Yamas, I think it's called. And it said Jesus the prophet, you know, and he was killed by sitting around by people not liking what he said as they were eating yamas. And he said Charlie was killed in the same manner. Read between the lines there what Tucker is telling you about Charlie's death. He said that at the memorial. And I had to say, what did he say? And I'm glad I recorded it because I went back, rewound it. And I went back and played it again and again and again. And I had to go do some research on this. And I thought, he's making a biblical reference here about the crucifixion of Christ, who was behind it. And he's equating it to Charlie Kirk. Not that he's calling Charlie Christ, but he's saying he was killed by the same kinds of people that killed Jesus. That's a darn strong message. Tucker better watch his P's and Q's. It came out, Megyn Kelly has also said this, as well as Candace, the donor class to Israel and the TPUSA want total loyalty to Israel. So when Israel says jump, we're supposed to say, how high would you like us to jump? And just going through these notes here, there's so much I could leave out. Robert Shulman, he contributed $6 million to TPUSA. He's now, well, at least when Charlie was alive, he cut them off. They were going to put up a plaque for Shulman because of his donations. Charlie blocked it. Does that tell you something about the internal conflict that was going on? This is absolutely amazing. He blocked the plaque at TPUSA and Shulman's pulled out. Now, I don't know if he's been brought back. But when you look at the last segment, and I talked about the crime scene evidence actually 2 segments ago, and I talked about that. And I said there's questions to be answered. And Charlie does this a few days before he's killed. I can't say who was behind it and who did it. I know who didn't do it. Tyler Robinson clearly didn't do it. The evidence is overwhelming from multiple sources, hundreds of sources. But the reality is TPUSA had been hijacked because Charlie had been saying, I'm trying to regain control. Control from what? Well, I think I just told you. And one of the things he was doing was blocking Shulman. Did that cost Charlie his life? I don't know. But what I do know is I won't support an organization that is clearly following the bidding of a foreign power. And a lot of that bidding works against the best interest of the country that I live in. And Charlie was feeling the same pressure. Everybody wanted a piece of his pie, and this was the strongest influence, the money donor class. Now, TPUSA has a problem going forward. They got some joke of a guy, and I don't remember his name now, Brian something or other, and he's almost a Charlie lookalike. But, this guy carries no credibility if you hear him speak. And he's now being paid for to go on private jets to do college appearances. How the hell does that happen? Anyway, is he going to be picked up by TPUSA? I don't know. But TPUSA has a big problem to continue. One, they need the donor money for Israel, but college students are firmly against it. Now, you know who's for Israel, and let's do anything Israel says, and we'll jump as high as they tell us. Are the people over 35, the numbers start to go up. And when you get into my age range, the numbers are overwhelmingly supporting Israel. To my colleagues, age-wise, growing up the same generation, you're being used. You're being used. And you need to wake up. You need to ask yourself if you want your kids and grandkids to die in a war that benefits another nation and not you. That's the ultimate question here. The young people have answered the question, and I'll tell you what this reminds me of. 1963. We changed presidents violently and changed policies within 6 weeks. And then we have a false flag event, the Gulf of Tonkin, and that's clear evidence, the satellite evidence, everything else that we know. And then we get into a full-fledged ground war that Kennedy was opposed to. And false flag was at the heart of the reasoning. So your ships are attacked 800 miles from South Vietnam, and you use that as the excuse to go into South Vietnam. That's crazy. I'm concerned about what event could be perpetrated on American shores. And Sarah Adams, something I was going to cover today, but probably won't get to. I'll probably have to do it tomorrow. Sarah Adams, ex-CIA analyst, is talking very clearly about terrorism coming to America. She's very specific. And I think she's being very sincere. And I think we better watch out how we allow ourselves to, one, let it happen. Let's keep on our guard. But number two, let's make sure that we don't get manipulated. Because that is the purpose of those kinds of events. So what we have here are clear donor class people. But there's more. Charlie started engaging in Zoom calls with a guy named McGuire who owns Sequoia Capital. And Josh Hammer of Newsweek, who has called for basic genocide against the Palestinians. And what did he say? We need to turn Gaza into a football field. Yeah, that's a quote. And Charlie's having these meetings and he was pushing back. Well, they even took Charlie, and the plan was to go from Zoom to WhatsApp. And I don't use WhatsApp, but they wanted minute-to-minute messaging to Charlie because they were really worried about this upcoming tour. Candace, I'm sure, will be coming out with this information. She's alluded to this already, but I expect her in the next day or two to be very, very specific about this. For the upcoming war, and I brought the Vietnam War up for a moment because this is 1963 going to 1968. Young people don't benefit from this in America. They got drafted, went to Vietnam, and we lost, well, 50,000 men, 58,000 men. Does that sound like something that benefits them? You think they're that stupid that they don't realize, hey, if we promote Israel and support them and what they want, we're going to have to be drafted to help fight their war. 1968, we had the Democratic Convention and the riots in the streets of Chicago against anti-draft protesters, people burning their draft cards, going to Sweden, going to Canada to escape the draft. I support that. I look back on it now. I really didn't understand it all that well then because I was too young. But the reality is, as I look back on it, had I been that age and been affected, I'd have left too. We had no business being in Vietnam. We have no business invading Iran. We can neutralize them, and we can continue to do so, and I would support that. No nuclear capabilities. But to invade them? If you think the Viet Cong were a tough nut to crack, what do you think they'll be? And now you're risking the involvement of China and Russia at some level. This is insanity. But this is what this donor class clearly wants. And are you going to allow your nation to be manipulated for their purpose? That's what it comes down to. And to the college students who are listening to me, I have three words for you to start repeating, or it could be four. No and hell no. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hey, to hurry up and dry this shirt. Because I wanted to don my America shirt because it's not an Israel shirt. Now, I'm going to make something real clear here. Yes, the Bible talks about Jews being the favored people, but Netanyahu is not. And I do not support Netanyahu. And I don't believe when we're concluded here through the course of the day and everything that we present that you will be either. And there are limits to how much I think America should be stepping up in the Middle East to waste our young people's lives, spend money we don't have to further not the self-defense of a nation state, but the imperialistic desires of a nation state. And we're going to go back to the scene of the crime, and we're going to look at a still photo. I could play the entire video. It's not necessary. And I'm playing this also too on our podcast for radio services. So be patient with me. It'll be kind of like listening to news, talk, radio, whatever station where you know they're talking about a video. I'll make it real clear. It's going to be succinct and short. But this destroys the narrative that we're being given. We can talk about the wrong angle, and now there's a woman that Candace Owens is exposing that was with the alleged assassin in the neighborhood just following. So there's an accomplice, or so it would seem, or if this is the guilty party, there's an accomplice. If there's not, well, then it's an innocent encounter. And the narrative we've been fed from local law enforcement to the FBI has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. Hello, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges, and I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and it is not with any pleasure that I bring you this. I wanted this to be, well, unfortunate event to be explained by an actual lone assassin, be the first time in political history in the 20th, 21st century that that would have happened. But I wanted to explain it, you know, one person, one shot, kill. It's over. Let's focus on preserving Charlie's mission of engaging the young people in the political process in a way that they can make a difference. and educating them as to their options. That's what I wanted to come out of this. I got dragged into the forensics because it was so bad, I couldn't ignore it any longer. I could not ignore the BS of what the American people were being fed by the media and by the deliberate deception of the FBI, which I think is intentional because they want people like me to keep eyes on. They did such a horrible, horrible job. I think it's intentional, and it's their rebellion against being controlled by the forces that are controlling our foreign policy in the Middle East. We're brought to you by the NanoSoma Liquid Spray. If I could choose one product for everyone to use for optimal health, it's this because it boosts the immune system to unbelievable levels. Described at iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And you know, I owe this my life. Last year, I was in real, real trouble with strep lung linings from RSV. And Dave, at your age, you're not coming back. We need to prepare to have a different life, different interventions. And I didn't accept it. And my friend Scotty Sachs brought this to me. This made the difference when nothing else did, and I quit taking everything else. And today, I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. I recommend everyone is on this product. It's restorative as well as preventative. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, let's look at a photo into the our friends that are listening audio only. Let me describe this for you here. This is José Enrique Rosas, and he does a great job here. I've seen the full video, and I'll describe it up to the point. You have two men that basically jump this table, and they disassemble, and they're over here on the right. You can see it's kind of faint. They're disassembling SIM card, bringing it out of camera or video device. Here, very clearly, you can see this video camera is being disassembled. And this is all right behind where Charlie is. In fact, this guy's standing on the chair of which Charlie Kirk was shot. This is like crime scene maintenance, because this is right after the assassination. This is crime scene maintenance of the Keystone Cops. I mean, this is Three Stooges material. This is Saturday Night Live, South Park nonsense. This is ridiculous that this went on. But this wasn't all. This wasn't all. This is clear tampering of a crime scene. There's no maintenance of the crime scene. Where are the cops? Where are they? Where's the security? These guys, I don't see that there's security. Do you see any sidearms? No. Who are they? Who are these people? Now, this is where I'm going to get nasty. As you go through today's show in the various segments, I'm going to raise serious doubts as to the credibility of elements within TPUSA. Now, don't get me wrong. If you work for TPUSA, most of you are dedicated to your mission. You want to do the right thing for America and for its young adults on college campuses. But there is a strong case that can be made, and Candace Owens is making it, and I'm going to make it in a slightly different venue, that TPUSA is being managed by people that do not have America's best interest at heart, and the goals are not America first, it's Israel first. And there'll be no doubt when we're done with this about the influence and the influence that Charlie was talking to several people about, that he was trying to reclaim his identity. In fact, I'm going to read to you some statements from Candace on this fact. 48 hours before Charlie was killed, he's telling Candace that he has to basically abandon his pro-Israel cause because he's not going to lobby for a war with Iran. He's not going to lobby for a war for another nation. It's only Israel. And Charlie was telling Candace, according to her, he was bringing her back. Well, why would Candace have been excommunicated in the first place? Well, all I got to do is say go back to the debates that she had before their split with Shapiro. I think that's about as clear as it gets. And I'm going to throw this in as a tidbit. There are researchers, I think Max Blumenthal said this, and I know I've read this in another place, and I've been told this by an authoritative source. Third-party company in Germany paying American Gen Z influencers $7,000 to $10,000 per post to carry the party line of the country I just mentioned. Well, that's going to come out. I'm pretty sure it was Max, and he'll bring this out, I'm sure, in much more detail. And I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole now because there's so many different directions I can go, but I want to stay focused on the main point. Candace Owen, she pointed her finger at the camera and she said on social media, TP USA, I want you to deny that Charlie wasn't regaining himself. He was distancing himself from unqualified support for Israel and their warlike efforts and his desire to bring me back. I want you to deny it, TP USA. Okay, well, when we look over here at this lack of crime scene management and these suspicious actions of one, two, and three right here. Okay. And they have penetrated the crime scene. One standing on the chair where Charlie was shot. Are you kidding me? Standing on the chair that Charlie was sitting in when he got shot, and he's disassembling the video camera you see in the picture. And I'm going to go a step further. Because I don't believe Candace has talked about this, but we all have seen, if at least you wanted to see it, the video in which Charlie is being carried out. His limbs are just limp. He's already dead. And there's like four or five men carrying him out to an SUV. You're seeing them having difficulty putting Charlie in because he's a large man, and they're going to drive him to the hospital. This is bizarre. You have an event of 3 to estimated 5,000 people, and you don't have one EMT on site. You don't have an ambulance standing by. There's no fire truck with emergency services for an event this large, especially in a, shall we say, controversial environment. You don't have, in other words, friends of Charlie had to be the EMTs and the ambulance driver too. If that doesn't strike you as odd, you have obviously never been to the site of an emergency or a public event where there's preventative. Tonight, tomorrow night across America, there's going to be thousands of high school football games, and just about all of them are going to have medical personnel on the standby. Oh, but we don't. For an event with inflammatory topics and controversy, and all the threats that Charlie has received, nothing, nada. This isn't even believable. This is a complete stand down of protection. And I keep going back to this. When President Kennedy was in the motorcade, the Secret Service violated a lot of rules. One, when he went around Houston onto Elm in front of the book depository, they slowed down to 14 miles an hour. And they had just changed the parade route 3 days before and published it, which is illegal. 14 miles an hour is against Secret Service protocols. Kennedy was in the lead car with the bubble off. That's illegal. His protection was compromised. Now, those facts aren't in dispute. We got the video evidence. This falls into that category, and the lack of medical preparation prior to and after the fact, the lack of medical response. This is an inside job. So now, Candace Owens has challenged TP USA to answer the points I just raised. Now, I'm going to expand that challenge from me to TP USA. I want an answer to who the hell these people were in this photo. And we have video of them jumping the table to get to the stuff, to remove evidence. tamper with a crime scene? Who the hell were they? Why didn't you have medical personnel on site? Where was the security? Where was the ambulance driver? And there's something I'm working on now, and I'll leave this open-ended. When they took Charlie to the hospital, they didn't go to the nearest hospital. I'll just leave that open-ended. TPUSA, maybe you're as innocent on this, the elements within TPUSA, you're as innocent as the driven snow, but I want an answer. And then I want you to answer Candace's questions too. Am I upset? I'm beyond upset. And TPUSA, if you think that I and Candace are going to stand alone on this, you are mistaken. My emails and the phone calls I'm getting and the qualifications of many of the people behind these communications speak to the fact that you got a problem. You got a big credibility problem that you've got about 24 to 48 hours to straighten out because this is going to explode. Candace did her part yesterday. I watched what she said very carefully. And I said, you know, I've got all this information. And I was actually warned to stand down. And I say, Dave, you don't want to be the first out there. This could be really dangerous. I mean, this is Charlie Kirk territory. And I've been told this a few times. In fact, I got it on text. I would show it to you if it didn't reveal the person. And I was told to, quote, watch my six. Okay, another good friend of mine, very good friend of mine, very popular figure in our movement, said, Dave, I'd go lightly on this now, but I don't have to because it's already out there. And it's going to come out more forcefully, whether I were to say anything or not. But the bottom line is you have to ask yourself, do you stand for what you think is the truth? Do you want justice done in such a heinous act? Do you want the confiscation of a legitimate movement by a nation state to twist and bend the minds of the young for their national purposes? Do you want that to go unchecked? I do not. And we're going to tell you more about this in the following segments. Stay tuned. There's more. I'm Dave Hodges. We'll be back. Before continuing with any more damning evidence, I want to make my position on Israel or any other nation for that purpose. I want to make my intentions and goals clear. And I hope that many of you will begin to echo this because we need to entrap our politicians with a demand for the following. My position, I am in favor of what America did in June, and even Charlie wasn't. We'll talk about that here a little later, but my position is very, very clear. I was in favor of taking out the potential for nuclear armament in Iran because of the dangerous and volatile nature of their leadership. It was clear, though, that Israel took advantage of U.S. cover and took out military targets in preparation for later action. That was really, really clear because the action was not just confined to nuclear facilities. It wasn't confined to taking out the eyes and ears that could shoot down American and Israeli planes. It was military and it was strategic on their part. And I knew it when it was going on, and so did many other people. I am not in favor of promoting the imperialism of any other nation, particularly with our resources and particularly our human capital in which lives could be lost. No one in my family of fighting age is going to be going to the defense of Israel with a war that they're about ready to start in Iran. Nobody is going. And we need to be clear on this. Now, I'm on solid ground with the young people of this. Next item. AIPAC needs to be outlawed as a lobbying organization. They have too much influence over our Congress, making us do things that we should not be doing. We should not have provided cover for military operations in Israel to benefit the Israeli military for a subsequent action. The action was to go in and disable nuclear capabilities for Iran. Nothing else. Nothing else. And now it's really clear that they are trying to entrap us into helping them invade Iran or at least engage in some severe military action. I am not in favor of this at all, and neither was Charlie Kirk. AIPAC is lobbying the hell out of our Congress and our president. And they're using the donor class to try to get what they want. And we'll get into that with names and money amounts and details. I am not in favor of that. AIPAC is working against the best interest of our national security and the welfare of our people. We should have a good relationship with Israel. They are our first line of defense to protect Middle East oil from incursions from China and or Russia. I'm fine with that type of agreement, but nothing else. Also, I do not support Israel taking over Gaza in any way, shape, or form. And no one could ever accuse me of being pro-Hamas. But again, I'm not willing to expend American military and human capital resources for the imperialistic goals of Israel. Next item. Anyone who is a dual citizen, and this law needs to be passed as quickly as possible, but anyone who's a dual citizen in the U.S. Congress, regardless of country, needs to be forced to resign. Only American citizens should be representing America. No more divided loyalties at all. Period. Ever. None. And people like Chuck Schumer and Ilhan Omar and any of the rest of them who have these dual citizenships, I don't trust them. And I don't trust them based on anything they might do, will do, have done. I don't care because the temptation is there. If you want to represent America, then be an American 100%. Finally, divergent political views are important to our process. But when we have people in Congress joining, well, shall we say, shill communist operations like the Democratic Socialist Party, which many of them belong to, as exposed, oh, going back over a decade. Absolutely not. You want to engage in belonging to terroristic functions, supporting terrorism in any degree, these anti-American activities, supporting organizations that fund paid protesters that engage in sniping events, Dallas. Well, have you seen what's coming out there? My position is very, very clear on this point. Anyone supporting anything that is subversive to the United States. And we're not talking left-right paradigm, more tax, less tax, more military spending, less military spending, voting rights, abortion rights. I'm not talking any of that at all. What I'm talking about is organizations dedicated to the downfall and overthrow of the Constitution of the United States and our other systems of government. Absolutely, they need to be gone. And in some cases, if they're active participants, they need to be prosecuted. America will start supporting you, Mr. Trump, in greater numbers if you do the perp walks, and it can't start and end with Comey. We have people within Congress that need to be prosecuted. And it's come out. I mean, I'm be wasting my time to sit here and start talking about people like Adam Schiff. That's a dead horse. That's been beat to death already. It's already there. Peter Strzok, why isn't he in prison? Hillary Clinton and the Russian dossier, why isn't she being prosecuted? Anyone who's involved in these illegal activities, as prescribed by law, need to be prosecuted, not just be taken out of office, but stand before a judge and a jury and answer for their crimes. That's the position of my show. We are not anti-Israel, but we are not pro-Netanyahu. Netanyahu is a threat to the lives and well-being of every American, and in particular, the young Americans that he would use for his purposes to further his imperialistic military desires. And for me and my family, we're not participating. And I don't care how much inroads they make into the American government. And the good news is the young people agree with me. We're going to get in to supporting data in the next segment, but I wanted to make my position clear. Biblically, I am pro-Israel and pro the Jewish nation, but I am not pro these illegal desires, and this is illegal under international law, but these desires for imperialistic goals. If we have to go to war with Iran, we go to war with Iran because it's in America's best interest, not in Israel's best interest, but something that we could live with. I think that's pretty clear. Tell me what you think. But I'm drawing a line in the sand, and this is going to come right back to the doorstep of President Trump. Now, would I vote for him again? Today, I would. But we're having a pivot right here in American history. And Trump needs to make a decision if he wants to continue to be on the right side of things, or does he want to be a puppet for some other nation's desires? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you've not signed up for our newsletter, you should. It's one-stop shopping for our multiple publications each day. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, put in your email address, and voila, you'll get yours every single day. It's a complete copy of everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. And by the way, we do not sell your data. So see you over there. You should do this. In this particular item, I want to give a warning. I alluded to this in an earlier segment, but I want to make sure I am very, very, very clear. And we're going to get more information on this organization, but we have what we believe is irrefutable evidence that Israel has set up a third-party company in Germany that is paying American Gen Z influencers $7,000 to $10,000 an article, a video, to promote the pro-Israel foreign policy agenda, and with American involvement backing it, both with money, resources, manpower. And I just want to make sure that when you start to see people out there who are in that Gen Z class, and they begin to spout the, yeah, we need to invade Iran. Oh, yeah, we need to go after forces inside Iraq. Because Netanyahu, he threatened elements in Iraq, actually stabilizing forces in Iraq. When he does that, and you are seeing Gen Z reflect that in social media, you just need to know where it's coming from. I'm not saying you should do anything, except maybe you want to go to the next video or podcast or the next article. Don't feed the beast that's going to consume our children and grandchildren in a war. I am totally 100% opposed to it. Iran is not going to attack Israel. If they start to become nuclear engaged again, then we go back and do the same thing we did before. But I am 100% opposed to this ideology. And when you see Americans promoting this insanity that will cost American lives, you need to walk the other way from those influencers. And I just want to make sure that I am quite clear on this issue. Okay, there's a little bit more here that I wanted to get into here. And I just wanted to tell you, I think Turning Point is done. Okay. College students, what is it, about 7% support the Israeli foreign policy agenda and tying America into it? They're totally against it. Totally. And Charlie was not on board. You read between the lines. What they have a problem with right now in the TPUSA is they have to have the money from Bill Ackman, from Shulman, and people like that to keep going and do the things that they do. It's a circus event. Fireworks, pyrotechnics, I mean, all kinds of things. Oh, but they couldn't afford an ambulance or EMT personnel at the last appearance for Charlie. Go figure. But anyway, that takes a lot of money. The donor class has to be stepping up and contributing. Money talks and BS walks. And TPUSA, clearly, in my opinion, that leadership is now following the money and had been for some time in opposition to Charlie. Et tu, Brutus? Yeah. So here we go. They need the donor class, but they can't put people in the seats on college campuses if they're going to sing this message. You should be willing to put on a helmet and man a gun to support the nation of Israel in Iran. No way in hell. No way in hell. And again, I want to reiterate, nobody from this family is going to support that. I don't care what laws are passed. I don't care what they do, not supporting it. And 1968 did not go firmly enough against participation in the Vietnam War. The young people at that time made a mistake. Burning the draft cards was not the answer. Leaving, I understand leaving to Sweden and Canada. He should have done just say, arrest all of us. Arrest the entire nation of youth. Okay, why don't you go fight in the war, you old fart politicians like Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson? Get your butt over there. That's what needs to happen right now. And we need to send such a clear message that Donald Trump disassociates from Netanyahu. Now, is he? Where's Trump at in all this? This is something you've probably been waiting for me to address in this show, and I'm going to address it right now. MI6, I believe, is directing Mossad, CIA. That's no secret. That's a given. And when you tie it into Charlie's assassination, this is what a lot of people have done. And I'm telling you, Candace is coming out with this. I've been told this. Okay. His name jumps out of my head, but there's a couple of other influencers that are on this like crazy. It's going to be coming out. Trump went to the UK. Pomp and circumstance. Oh, we want to kiss your butt, Trump. Da 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 da. Behind closed doors, and he's made it really clear, you stop your activities or we'll bankrupt your country and we'll do it with tariffs. It was made very clear to the king. Who they didn't negotiate with Starmer. They talked to the king, the Bank of London, MI6. You get the idea. That's the real power structure. It's not the parliament, it's not 10 Downing Street. It's the structure I just mentioned. And Trump told them, up your nose with a rubber hose. Now, with Netanyahu, has he stood up to Netanyahu? Well, yes, he has. And this is why I don't think we're going to support a war with Iran unless we're tricked into it. Trump publicly said, I'm negotiating something with Hamas. That's driving Israel off the wall. They're going crazy on this. And then he turned around and said, I'm not giving Netanyahu permission to occupy Gaza. Trump's standing up. And I got to say this, Mr. President, I respect you. I really do respect what you're doing, but you better. Double and triple your security. I published something yesterday where I said, was the Charlie event a warning to Trump? I think it's possible. And I think he needs to take it that way. We live in very interesting times, do we not? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. And if you've not checked out our TV show, we got a bunch of publications going up this evening on the later side, and you're going to love them. We're going to start October off with a bang, and you're going to love it. Hiding in Plain Sight, Mysteries of the Mind, Hidden Repressed Technology, Histories, Mysteries, really cool stuff people love. You should check it out. The Common Sense Show .tv is where you want to be. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Look at this. I'm holding the Fountain of Youth. This is our sponsor for this segment. We call it BioTrust. Great research products And this is about collagen replacement that will replace the collagen you've lost, over half of it by middle age. By the time you get to old age, it's about 75%. And this works. Collagen replacement products are notorious for not working, but this takes the five-in-one approach, five collagens into one. And it begins to reverse things like joint soreness, wrinkles forming, hair falling out, nails brittle. It's your own Ponce de Leon fountain of youth. You go, well, how do you know it works? First of all, BioTrust does research, and you can see that at healthwithdave.com. Secondly, they give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Third, 53% off. Great deal. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. We have a breaking story, and it's kind of preliminary for where I'm going with another story. And a New Jersey surgeon cheered in front of his nursing colleagues when he found out Charlie Kirk was killed. Unbelievable. The nurse, Lexi Kunzel, called him out. She turned him into administration. And then she put her objection on Instagram. She's now facing termination. Meanwhile, this surgeon said, quote, he had it coming. He deserved it. Kunze said, you're a doctor. How could you say someone deserved to die? This is unbelievable. This ended up in the New York Post, and this took place in New Jersey. And she was called into a high-level meeting where she was suspended. The union rep said, you better look for another job. She's going to get fired. And the surgeon's name was Young, J-U-N-G, and he's not been disciplined for his remarks. He offered mockingly to buy lunch for the nurses who heard his repulsive comment. You've got to be kidding me. This is what I'm talking about dialing it back, folks. I'm going to quote Scott Pressler here. I'm going to read directly from what he said. GOP activist Scott Pressler said, this nurse is one of Charlie's angels. And questioned on social media where Dr. Young has the ability to treat patients who disagree with his politics. Would he treat them differently? Would he allow his emotions to cloud his judgment as he did by making such a statement in front of patients and nurses? Scott's right on the money with this. This is not only unprofessional, it's unethical, it's uncouth, and I think to question his motives are exactly right on the money. This is just what I was talking about this morning. This is the kind of rhetoric that turns up the temperature that leads to tragic events like this. The worm is turning. I'm going to tell you about that in another segment. I'm Dave Hodges. We'll find out more about this case, and hopefully we can put this out over the airwaves and maybe bring some public pressure on the institution to do the right thing. Discipline the doctor. Tell the nurse, keep things in-house, but we understand your outrage and we agree with you. That should be the end solution. But in liberal New Jersey, yeah. That's why I think they need to feel some political heat. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Make sure you check out our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv, our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight. People love it, love it, love it. Say, Dave, kind of reminds me of the old Art Bell stuff before censorship. Yeah, I agree. There are some similarities there. And I was a big Art Bell fan long before I was ever doing this. And I have interest in some of these topics that aren't covered. And I think you will too. The modern version. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's where you want to go to sign up.